to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 25th of January, 2005. My guests today, Jack and Margie Flynn, judicial victories, and we're going to have to get around to that one. I think we belabored the point here on George Washington.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, we the people, folks.
I just want to make up one quick comment, then we can leave that, okay? Because
yes.
I've been pretty silent here just listening.
Yes, you have been.
But I just want to say this, okay? The gentleman made a legitimate question in stating, well, how come Washington could hold the army together and so forth and so on?
That was before the fact.
All anybody has to do to kind of maybe get a glimpse on how that could be possible would be to ask yourself, how is it that our president, or King George today, is holding things together? Think about that. The country, the people are against him for the most part. Congress supposedly is not supporting him. Members of the military, including generals, are really up against the wall as to what to do about him, and yet he still continues. Okay?
King George.
King George, all right? Well, maybe there's a similar spell, if you will, over the people now as there was then, in that authority seems to have this magical presence that people say, well, you know, the experts. Okay, I think that could have been operative then, just as it is now.
Well,
and in those days, they didn't have communications like we have now.
Yeah, that's true. It's instantaneous. It's
yes.
It's right now. Part of the problem is that we have a Congress that has abrogated its responsibility to the people.
Completely.
And,
a joke.
And we could stop King George. We could have stopped Billy Boy Clinton. We
mm-hmm.
could have stopped Georgie Jr.'s old man. We could have stopped a lot of this
yeah.
if Congress itself was paying attention to their oath of office.
Well, yeah, and in order for that to happen, I would add this. Let's go back to the American people, okay? It's up to the people to remind their so-called elected representatives of what their responsibilities and duties are pursuant to those oaths. And believe me, if the people don't say anything, if they just continue to go along to get along, why would Congress ever do anything differently? They're getting rich. They're having fun. They can do anything they want. They're celebrities par excellence. Why would they do anything unless we hold their feet to the fire?
And people don't do that.
No.
See, the government operates with the consent of the people. If the people don't object, if the people say nothing, if the people go along, the government is in full agreement that the people are consenting to all the evil, the corruption, and the nonsense and murder and mayhem that's going on.
Margie, you said theoretically, and I'm in agreement with you, because
mm-hmm.
we, the people, we have the right of redress. We have
yeah.
the right to hold our government accountable.
Yeah, and the duty.
And the duty and obligation to
yeah.
do so. You're absolutely right. But every time that we do a redress, we ask questions, we demand justice, we demand whatever, it falls on deaf ears.
Well, we have to take action. We have to stop going to them with our hats in our hand and take back the power that is inherent in the people. You know, if this is truly supposed to be a constitutional republic, then the republic should be run by the written law, which is the Constitution. We should know that, and we should demand it, or we should put these thugs in jail or hang them.
Well, and as the aforementioned founding fathers, they've made references many times, when this government isn't working, just close it down, move it out a little further out west. Well, now we got the Mexicans claiming that California belongs to them.
Right.
Yeah, we're in a fix here. All right. We'll take your calls in order they came in, and we'll do that right directly after this break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, as promised, to the phones. Frank in Alabama. I do believe that's Alabama.
That's right. Thanks for taking my call, John.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate RBN. My wife and I listen every day. I came in a little late in the conversation, but I was interested in the constitutional discussion, and being from Alabama, I would like to suggest that any constitutional scholar should take a look at the Confederate Constitution. The men who wrote the Confederate Constitution loved the United States Constitution, but they'd had about 70 years of experience with it, and as your guest pointed out, they were aware that there were some flaws in it, and they made some important but subtle changes, and I'd just like to mention three of them. The first, in the preamble, they specifically asked for the blessings of Almighty God. These men were not deists. They were believers in God, and they knew from where their all of their rights came. Another one, under the Confederate Constitution, the president would serve 1 6-year term, which eliminated the fact that the second term, the president is often a lame duck, and he's sometimes afraid to do much in the first term so he can get reelected. And the third one is just one sentence in the Constitution, but if we had it in our present Constitution, it would save us billions upon billions of dollars. The Confederate Constitution says that every bill introduced into the Congress must contain in its title the subject of the bill, and it can only refer to one subject. So think of the money we'd save if we had that in our Constitution today.
Well, and just take a look at any bill that's proposed on Capitol Hill now with all the addendums and little things that are thrown in and, you know, well, we're going to compromise here. We want this section passed. If we're going to include yours, then you got to vote for this. And, yeah, it's an ongoing slam, bam, thank you, ma'am procedure, many of which these bills become so complicated and so wordy, and there's so many amendments to the bills that these people don't even read what they're voting on.
Well, that's right. That's right. But you can find the Confederate Constitution on several websites online. So if you're interested, it's available. And I would suggest that any constitutional scholar check it out.
All right.
I would also say that the Confederate president, Jefferson Davis, was a true patriot and did not apologize and was never pardoned. He was a man of courage, he was a man of tenacity, and a man of integrity. And whereas some of the others apologized and were pardoned, Davis never did. He did the right thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
It's the truth.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your call. Carl in California. Hello, Carl.
This has been bothering me for a long time, and I'm glad somebody brought this up about the sixth article of the Constitution. One of your guests mentioned before that under the sixth article of the Constitution, there was no way for anybody or the government or whoever he was referring to repudiate the debt. Well, if you read the sixth article, it's very short. It's only a couple hundred words, not even that. But it talks about the judges upholding the law of the land. And if you read that, you'll find that it has nothing to do with the debt. What does he mean? Well, in the article, it talks about, and the judges shall have the law of the land, and all laws that are made, and semicolon, which is the same as a period, which means it's a new subject, which means it's another whole point, all treaties that are in existence and have been in existence still stand. That's what he's referring to, that semicolon in Article 6, which takes away all of the other parts of the Constitution. It's a backdoor release of the control, and it's a backdoor viewpoint that the Constitution is not what it says it is, because all laws that were still in existence, such as debt to France, which one of the callers brought up, the 17 million lire that we borrowed from King Louis to pay for that, were still in existence. They were not repudiated. Any comment, gentlemen?
I hear silence, deafening silence. Jack, Margie?
Well, everyone has his own opinion, and everyone can justify it any way he wants. Yes, we borrow from everyone, okay?
Well, I'm just supporting your viewpoint that semicolon refers to the idea that the laws of the land and treaties that were in existence and were in existence up to then were still in existence, including debt that
right.
was not eliminated.
That's correct.
So therefore, we went into bankruptcy already back then, and that semicolon there in Article 6 creates that. It does not stop. It does not say from now on. It says all treaties that were in existence, the Magna Carta, all that stuff is still there.
Right. That's correct. They were never repudiated. But we also borrowed from England. Now,
well,
that fact has been concealed greatly, but we owed a tremendous amount of money to England, and one of the first things that Hamilton did was to create the central bank, the first central bank, with the power structure in England, and that's how we repaid that debt. And that clause goes down right to the present day, and the gentleman is absolutely correct. We cannot repudiate any debt or any treaties. And the money that is owed to the central bank must be paid, and it is being paid all the time by the American people, by and through their taxes and by and through unlawful activities of this government imposed upon the people. And as Margie and I have said for a long time, and I think a lot of people have been saying it, the people must wake up to the reality and the truth of what's going on in this country and stop it before it goes much further.
Good. Can I say one more thing before?
Yes,
go ahead. An answer to Margie's viewpoint of fighting back. Okay, a few years ago, California pulled, I'm not sure if it was because they were allowed to pull or because the powers that be created the pulling or whatever, we pulled a recall of a governor. Okay, how we did that, we don't even know. It might have been set up. But
I'm sure it was.
Okay, well, in that case, the whole statement I'm going to make is useless. But if it wasn't set up, which I probably agree that it could have been, recently I believe that George Bush has an executive order that nullifies the authority of the governors. So Margie's viewpoint of fighting Congress through Congress shouldn't be used. We should find out where the government stands, if they're willing to agree with that, if the government governor is willing to subjugate his power to the president. If he's willing to do that, he should immediately be recalled and start the fighting at the state level and take back our rights at the state. And if the government, such as Perry, which I've been listening to all this time, is playing this game along with them, they should be recalled immediately.
Let me say this. I would not disagree with you. I would say that in addition to contacting the pinheads from Washington, okay, go to the state level. And by the way, executive orders don't have any force or effect upon the state's people.
But they seem to go along with them.
They go along with everything. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it lawful. It's up to the people to say, hey, jerk off, you can't go along with that because it isn't lawful, sir. Pursuant to the law of the land, it's not lawful. Executive orders don't pertain to the several states and don't pertain to the people in general, period. End of story.
What?
See, people are so ignorant.
Well, that's where we should fight toward, the state, then,
Congress. I would do it on all levels. I would squawk and scream at every level possible until somebody starts listening.
Well, Margie, that's exactly what I said at the outset of the program last hour. I said that, look, you know, the way this country has been set up, we have our own, not fiefdoms, but we have our own little territories. We have our communities. We have our counties.
Yes.
Many, many states have well over 80 counties. These are all seats of government. This is well within our reach. There they sit. But they've incorporated these things. They've turned them into little mini corporations.
Yep.
And like with any good corporation, as I've said this 1,000 times, with any good corporation, you have a board of directors, and they make the rules. And where we have a problem is that they're making codified or statutory law that's in direct contradiction to the Constitution or against us on the enumerated Bill of Rights.
Yes, and we've allowed it.
Yeah, and we have. But again, you know, people have put this on automatic. They put it on cruise. And the analogy I give, that you start a business, say that you're real good at making candy. So people chide you into saying, well, you know, you should make more of this stuff. Well, you should start a business. So one day I do. I open up a candy shop. I've got all these great recipes. I get everything down pat, the production of it, the display cases. The public shows up. They're loving it. I'm working this business, and I'm working my little tail off, and I need a rest. So what do? I hire a manager. Well, I check on the manager to make sure he's not cooking the books or stealing the cash out of the drawer or eating too much of the inventory or whatever. And then I take a little bit more time off, and I just check in once in a while. Well, one day I show up. I'm locked out of my own candy store.
Right.
The books have been cooked. The cash has been taken. The inventory has been eaten or sold off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got nothing.
Exactly.
And who am I telling and who am I yelling at and who's to blame because I let somebody get in there and manage my affairs and they've managed to steal everything from me.
That's right. We've made the same analogy at seminar time and time again. Same one.
Let's take a look at it from this way. Constitutionally, okay, which is the way Margie and I go, which is the way we would like to see most people go, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, highest authority in the land, and we hold it as such, and we enforce that provision upon government, and we've won well over 300 cases in New Mexico against government, haven't lost any, and people using our methods around the country now are winning cases left and right. Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, all legislative power is vested in Congress. The executive has no legislative power. Judicial has no legislative power, period. We are not subject to it. We must oppose it. Article 4, Section 4. Every state is guaranteed a Republican form of government. Every state is now a corporate form of government. They're all acting anti-constitutional.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. A lot of things, but Sonny, I see one thing beats them all.
All right, we're back, folks. From Thomas Jefferson, his letter to Judge Spencer Roan, and this was in 1819, 7 years after the British came back again. And by the way, Judge Spencer Roan, he sat on the Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. His wife Anne was the daughter of Patrick Henry. Now, Patrick Henry observed in a speech before the Virginia Ratifying Convention on June 7, 1788, found in the Anti-Federalist Papers, he says, "On examination, you will find this very judiciary oppressive constructed, your jury trial destroyed." And what Jefferson wrote to him in his letter, he says, "I do not charge the judges with willful and ill-intentioned error." Keep in mind, this is back in the 1700s. "But honest error must be arrested before its toleration leads to public ruin. As for the safety of society, we commit honest maniacs to bedlam So judges should be withdrawn from their bench whose erroneous biases are leading us to dissolution. It may indeed injure them in fame or in fortune, but it saves the republic, which is the first and supreme law. Seemed like these people, they weren't throwing around a lot of legalese then. It was a lot of plain language. Now,
mm-hmm.
it's become rather complicated. Let's go back to the phones. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I am just going to thank you for Jack and Margie. I'm so happy to hear you guys. What a treat.
Thank you very much.
I'm so excited. You hit, like, I've got a bunch of points, so I'll just go through these real fast.
By the way.
Michael, he was very passionate. Verisimilitude, it means the appearance of truth. He has a passion and a love for a myth about the founding fathers of this country, and not a knowledge about the Father in heaven that created us. And
Lauren, let me stop right here. I've got to make a point.
Sure.
The problem is that we're trying to resell an idea to the American people, and what we seem to be doing is we're breaking up those illusions that have been set forth in front of them. Can we not hold those in abeyance until we fix the problems, and then we can go back, or is it...
Well, but the problem is we're not on the rock of truth. So, see, we can't get where we're trying to go.
Yeah, but how am I going to convince somebody to jump in my lifeboat? I'm on the Titanic. I'm in the lifeboat. I'm saying
because
to people...
Because the kind of people that are listening to you love truth, honey. We love you.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear the truth. We want to know what's going on, and we can think. We're not afraid.
I want whatever vitamin supplement you're taking.
I talked to your wife about it, so I'll be calling you. But here's the thing. My family ancestry, actually, one of my relatives was aide-de-camp for Washington. So I was just going to confirm what they're saying. Washington was a nasty man. I have documents that are talking about how, you know, you'd be foolish not to go in and survey Ohio, because as soon as there's enough whites here, we're going to kick those Indians off and take the land.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, he did it. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, you know, he's cousins with King George.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a Mason. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, my ancestor was a Mason. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. It was a scam even back then. The whole game, let me just tell you what the game was. The game was to get men thinking that they're supposed to obey other men for the good of the group rather than obeying God.
Yes.
So it was left, right. Are you an English? Are you a Tory? Or are you an American? And see, the way that it worked out in my family was one was a Tory, and one was an aide-de-camp for Washington. One was a patriot. See? And so when you started looking, whipping your head back and forth, left, right, you forgot to look up. What did God say do? He didn't say do any of this. He didn't say swear any oaths. He didn't say, you know, Jesus died on the cross to show us the way. Obey him unto death. And that means you don't swear oaths to other men. And you don't say, well, we're gonna successfully manage the whole group, so we're going to pile up this money. Because you see what they've done? They've just run off with all the money. They won't follow any of the rules. They're killing their kids. This is disgusting what they're doing.
You got that right.
Well, so, and here's the thing. The Constitution is a body of negative law. It limits the activity of those in the government.
Correct.
What they can do to their subjects, and here's the last point, and then I'll shut up. if you look at Article 14 of the Bill of Rights, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. All people are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
No, of course not. Those are limited citizens.
And isn't subject in that clause capitalized?
No, it's not.
No.
And,
okay.
And neither is citizen. But the whole point is, who made you? Because the one that creates is the one that controls. It doesn't matter if there never was a Bill of Rights. Who created you? God created you.
But
who do you serve? Have to step out of your position of king, and you have to contract with this government. Oh, save for my retirement for me. Oh, I'm afraid if I have unemployment, you know, I'll sign up for your program. Well, that contract is what they're using to pull you in, to say, hey, corporation, do business with me. So this is what I'm saying. And let me just tell you this last thing, and I'll shut up and get off here. This is the preamble for the Bill of Rights. I'm just going to read this one sentence. And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. They had to get the public confidence. They had to con you out of trusting God and start trusting man, honey. Go back to trusting God. He knows the right way.
All right. Hey, thanks.
God bless you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Lauren. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
We must take America back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We still have loaded phones, so let us continue with your calls. And let's make some time here, Margie and Jack, to go into some recent victories you've had in court. Let's take our call here from Keith in Indiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hi, Jack and Margie. I've been listening to you on another network along with Sam Kennedy and Winston Shrout.
Well, mm-hmm.
Appreciate the work you've done and your courage.
Thank you.
I'm confused. Jack Smith last week was talking about a pure commercial remedy, as Winston Shrout does, just to set off since everything's in commerce. I mean, I was shocked to see that in 27 CFR 72.11, all crimes are commercial. Every presentment they make, every, you know, information, indictments, all negotiable instruments, from our birth certificates, the bonds created and it's monetized, same thing with the Social Security application, everything. I mean, to me, a commercial system, that's the way it came. The whole world's been given over the way it came now. But I wanted to ask you if Jack Smith's point might be correct, that these are temporary wins, that the account's still unbalanced, that even though they didn't throw you in jail for now, they can still use it against you later. Do you think there's any truth to that?
No. Let me take this position, okay? And I'd like to get into some constitutional positions if we have time here. First of all, the way Margie and I look at it, we're strictly constitutionalists, so we're very narrowly defined to the Constitution. Okay? Constitutional position is this: pursuant to oath taken, pursuant to constitutional requirements thereof, and pursuant to the rights guaranteed to the American people in the Constitution, specifically due process of law and the right to be informed of the nature and causes of the accusations against them, government is required, number one, to deal lawfully in all of its interactions with the people. Again, to deal lawfully in all of its interactions with the people. And number two, since we all know government does not deal lawfully in its interactions with the people, because government is a major fraud and always has been, not only in this country but everywhere else in the world, then the American people, if they're sharp and smart and want justice, must require government to certify all charges filed against them by government as valid charges based in valid existing law in compliance with the Constitution specific to the Bill of Rights, okay? And the certification must be by the sworn and notarized affidavit of the government officer who is filing the charges under penalty of perjury, attesting to the fact that the charges are valid charges based upon valid existing law in compliance with constitutional requirements, and attest to that under penalty of perjury. If the American people do that, all of the charges disappear, because virtually none of the charges the government brings against the American people are valid as described. Okay? I hope that answers your question a little bit.
I just get a little confused over, the bankruptcy or receivership in 1933, and then people talk about the Constitution of the United States versus the Constitution of the United States of America. Are they operating under U.N. constitutions, really, and calling it the Constitution of the United States, and they have a whole set of laws, and they're just giving lip service to all this?
There were three constitutions: the Constitution for the United States, which was in 1787 without the Bill of Rights, then the Constitution of the United States 3 years later, which contained the Bill of Rights, and then the Constitution of the United States, which is the Constitution the government uses, which is the corporate Constitution under the Act of 1871. This government is a corporate form of government.
Yeah.
And as I said before, under Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the Constitution guarantees every state a Republican form of government. Well, there is no Republican form of government in America anymore. And for God's sakes, what are the people doing about it? A big fat zero. The
right.
Constitution of the United States requires the government to be a constitutional republic, and the government of the United States of America is acting as a corporation in absolute defiance of constitutional requirements. Every SOB who sits in Washington, without exception, I underline, without exception, is a traitor to this nation and a traitor to the people, and they all should be hung from the nearest lamppost.
Yes.
And that's what the people must wake up to understand. This is a fraud. It's always been a fraud. Mankind is a flawed animal. Mankind has always been a flawed animal. The guys during the Revolution were flawed. The guys today are flawed. It's up to the American people to develop that sense of patriotism and throw these bastards out. Excuse me for the language, but that's exactly what they are. Okay?
Yep.
We have to wake up, and John is trying to wake them up, as well as other people. But the American people are too lethargic and too lazy and too fat and too bloated to do a damn thing about it. And Marty and I, are working with small groups all across the country who are doing their best to address these wrongs in their own communities, and they're having great victories. But my God, we're dealing with thousands of people. We should be dealing with millions, tens of millions of people. Twain said something a long time ago, Mark Twain, it was something to the extent, and in perilous times, the patriot is a rare man, hated, scorned, and loathed. But when he gains victories, the timid join him for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Let's act before the fact and not after the fact, okay?
Keith, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We've got to keep moving here. Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed.
Yes, thank you, John. I just want to mention about George Washington. George Washington didn't have to take be the general of the Continental Army. There were a hodgepodge of men there. They had no discipline. And the point of it all is he had to get Van Steuben to get discipline. Lafayette helped him, of France. And I believe had Washington not been commander of the Continental Army, we might not have won the American Revolution. And also about that lady that was on before, she should belong to the DAR, the American Revolution. I belong to the Sons of America Revolution. The SAR, as far as it goes, knows history, but they don't learn from history. I've been a member for 30 years. And I can't get through to these people.
Well, is it that, Ed, I'm glad you brought that up, because over a year ago, I tried to get to the Daughters of the Confederacy and the Sons of the Confederacy, and all of these, and forgive me for saying this, what they've turned this thing into is just press the flesh with their sweaty little overfleshed palms. They get together, they tell each other how great you are, and they do nothing. I have been in contact down here in Texas with Sons of the Confederacy, and I got the same exasperation from the people that were trying to get through to them to say, you know, wake up here. Look what's happened to this great country. You people are just sitting around meat-eating and retreating and really talking and doing nothing.
John, do-nothing people do nothing. That's why they're do-nothing people.
And the my forefathers fought in 1776. My great-grandmother, my father's mother's side, was a Putnam. There were a lot of Putnam sacrificed. General Israel Putnam, Rusev Putnam. And I just want to say I'm very proud. But I cannot get through to these people that this is a constitutional republic. They think it's some kind of democracy. They democracy in there. And as you know, I have a copy of the Constitution. It only a few... 30 pages, 38 pages long. It's not thousands of pages. It's a simple document, and they don't review it. They don't understand it. You know, I don't know. Like I say, I'm frustrated with these people here, you know?
Well, I would suggest, Ed, and I've said this before, I don't know if it's people's inability to organize, but with organizations such as this, they publish a list of members. What I would do, some enterprising individual out there, get these people's addresses, emails, snail mail, whatever. Send them over documentation. Send them a short presentation. And ask them if they want to join a new organization. Oh. New Sons of the Confederacy, whatever the case may be. But I've had these arguments about the NRA, these supposed good gun groups out there that are protecting your Second Amendment. Same thing applies. Until people are fed up with the do-nothings, know-nothings, I don't want to go against the grain, I don't want to upset anything, I don't want my money to be interrupted, the flow of cash and my good times and whatever else, until such time that people have had enough with people or know-nothing, do-nothings, we're going to stay in the same mode.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just want to mention your guest... not mention what happened with President Andrew Jackson. He was a hater of the bank, and he cursed the bank, and he took the money out from the bank. Does your guest know anything about Andrew Jackson or
yes.
what a patriot
yes.
he was?
Yes, Andrew Jackson did stop the central bank, but guess what he did, sir? He gave the power to the states to create their own central banks, and that's exactly what happened. The system never changes. Okay? It may change in format, but the control of the system never changes. It has been money since the beginning of this earth, and it will be money until the end of the earth. Okay? Those in power serve money. They don't serve the people. They'll never serve the people. Unless the people get off their backsides, and I sense a lot of frustration right now with people who are trying to make differences because the vast majority of people don't want to do a damn thing. And we, as American people, if we're truly interested in saving our nation, must take effective action to do what we can. Now, I mentioned, Margie and I have won well over 300 cases in the Mexico court without loss. And the only reason we do is because we use the Constitution. people are beginning to use the Constitution all over the country to gain victories now, and that's what we need. And we need to hold these municipalities responsible and liable to their constitutional requirements. And if we had time, we'd get into that, but I don't think we have time today.
Ed, thank you for your call. South Dakota, during this midterm election, put a constitutional amendment on the ballot up there. Most of the polls going into this thing shows that it would have succeeded, but when it actually came down to a vote, the amendment in South Dakota was defeated. I just saw the Attorney General of the United States make some comments about that the other day, and basically what these people were doing is putting a constitutional amendment on the ballot to go after the judges when they're ruling extra-constitutionally or in defiance of the Constitution, and more importantly, in the abrogation of the rights of the citizens standing before their bar.
Yes, and, well, I don't think that election was valid. I don't think it was honest. I don't think there has ever, frankly, been an honest election of any significant import in this country ever from the very beginning. I mean, we can take a look at it in the last two presidential elections. Does anyone out there with any brains whatsoever, even a modicum of intelligence, believe that Bush was elected twice? Come on.
Jack, the problem I'm having here, though, I mean, we've gone in and we've deconstructed and proven everybody to be a liar or a charlatan or dishonest or with improper motive or whatever.
Those in power, yes.
Okay.
There's not one in Washington or any place of government that is a true patriot and not a traitor. If there is one, please have anyone in the audience name that person to me tell me why he is not a traitor.
But people like to rally around something positive. What the hell have we talked about today that was positive?
The truth.
Oh, okay.
The truth is very positive.
No, the truth is we're really screwed. And I'll tell you, if we keep going down this road, everybody's going to throw up their hands in absolute disgust. They are going to declare themselves officially victims and have with me as you will.
Let me intercede here, please. Okay, I know where you're going, John, and I know what Jack is trying to say. Okay, in order to correct a problem, you have to identify a problem. So if the American people don't get their heads out of their keisters and recognize that their government is full of crap, that their congressmen don't care, that the responsibility for good governance is up to them, and if they don't make it an effort to get up to speed, and as you said, just stop whining about what about my money, what about my good times, whatever. Citizenship, okay, is a duty, okay? It requires certain things of the people. And that means you can't throw your hands up and say, let George do it. You have to do it yourself. And the American people have gotten fat and lazy in many ways and have just basically abdicated the responsibilities that American citizens should hold with pride and should demonstrate and act upon, okay, eagerly and willingly, because they know how important it is to live in a society that is of, by, and for the people. But because of the deceptions, because of the malaise, because of that resistance that you spoke of earlier, John, it's very difficult to get through. And when we speak the truth, we don't say it to be negative. We just say, first of all, this is the problem. We've been lied to. We've been snookered, guys. So let's wake up to the fact and let's hold these buggers accountable. Let's put the fear of God into them as we should as their servants. We're not their subjects, okay? We are their masters, not their servants. They're the public servants, and they have been allowed to run away with the store, to use your prior analogy. It's up to us to step in and say, hey, dude, we're the boss. You're out. You either go to jail or you're going to get executed because you didn't uphold your end of the bargain to the people. And that's the American people's challenge, if you will. If you can tear them away from American Idol or whatever other nonsense they're watching on the tube these days, you know, and get them to recognize that their country, their security, the future is in grave danger.
Well, and the mode that they're in right now is they're trying to make themselves comfortably numb.
Exactly.
And I myself have become numb after doing this for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how to put this in proper terminology. But I, over the years, have heard a lot of argument. I have heard a lot of salient points made.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen and heard a lot of good people with good spirit in this trying to do the right thing. But every time I see it being stopped, and I think it's the negativity that's layered all over this. There's nothing that's positive. And if you're trying to sell a positive message to somebody, why is it then necessary? And you say, Jack, for truth purposes, but I'll tell you what, when somebody is vulnerable, maybe a little bit too much truth at the wrong time is a bad thing.
Well, if they can't take it, let them get the hell out of the kitchen.
Ah.
Okay? It's a serious, this is a serious enterprise.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah. Margie and I are serious people. We don't have time for charlatans and fools.
Right.
If people are patriotic and want to advocate for constitutional positions, we will support them and go anywhere to do it. Now, as I say, we've had well over 300 victories in the Mexico courts without loss based upon the Constitution and the constitutional methods we use. We're teaching people all over the country these methods. They're not our methods. They're constitutional methods, and people are not only making differences, they're making changes in their own communities. And that's what we have to get back to.
That's my error, because that's what I should have started out with and stuck with. We'll break. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Couple minutes left, and we have many callers online still. Rick in Nevada, you're up next.
Considering the failure over 60 years ago of a group of Wehrmacht generals to end the rule of a madman who plotted national suicide. What remedies do we, the people, have today to end the rule of a similar madman before it's too late?
Good question.
To speak up loudly as possible to the representatives in Washington, okay? As loudly as possible. But, Rick, if only a few people do it, and that's all that's doing it right now, are willing to put their lives on the line by opposing this dictator called King George, we as people are not going to be very effective. We have to get the people in Washington to understand the sentiment of the American people. But the American people have been too silent, and that's a tragic, tragic mistake.
I thank you for your call, sir. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi. Yeah, hi. I just want to, two things. One, I want to ask this guy about the one who mentioned about the Confederate Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
With the gentleman there with that, or maybe he's gone.
In Alabama, yes.
Okay. Yeah, he was talking about, and then he started mentioning in there, mentioned the stuff with God and all that. First of all, even with the American United States Constitution, I don't see anything in there that as an equation with Christianity or the Bible or the Bill of Rights, that the Bill of Rights have any link to the Ten Commandments or anything that deals with religion at all. It deals with checks and balances of government and to ensure freedom and prevent tyranny. I don't see anything in it has anything to do, and that's the thing. The other thing is this, the Confederacy, in a way, tried to destroy this country with treason, in a way. They tried to deliberately break the rest of the working class around the North and the rest of the country by bringing in all these African captives and having slaves, and that was killing the white working class because they were getting free labor and all that. Then they had the nerve to try to, even though you can say the Civil War wasn't exclusively over slavery, but that was a part of it, because part of the reason for them succeeding had to do with state rights, but the other part had to do with them keeping the slave labor, which the Masons and the Order of B'nai B'rith and some of those other groups were trying to maintain, which is literally trying to destroy this country, both economically as well as cause a lot of cultural and ethnic strife with all that mess down there.
Yeah.
And then every time, I'll say this ago, every time you also, whenever I hear people, and you have a great show, John, but whenever I hear these people from the South, talking about stuff with the Confederacy, yeah, I think Lincoln did do some things that were kind of totalitarian from some stuff I read on him, after the war. But at the same time, I hear a lot of people, I talk to people even come here in America, from Europe who read a lot about American history, and I don't understand what all that stuff is with the South, with all this God and Jesus and all this family moral stuff, and then they talk about the God stuff in the Confederate Constitution, and at the same time they're having slaves and they're trying to destroy the Union and destroy it's just ridiculous. I mean, and not only that, what does any of that religious crap have to do with basic freedoms and fundamental rights? In the Constitution, you secure all your rights with the Second Amendment rights. If it was just relying on God,
right.
Then the Second Amendment would not be there.
Now, you've just breached a topic for another program.
Okay.
Good point.
Hey, look, I'm going to have you guys back. I'm going to do a show of another flavor the next time I have you guys back, because what I'm only going to center on here is the victories you guys are having in court. I want to talk more about your seminars, what you're actually teaching people, and I got to have you guys back real, real soon.
Exactly.
So, all right?
John, let me give our website for those who don't know.
Quickly, we're running out of time.
www.citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org.
Talk to you guys real soon. Thanks a lot. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Dar Jamil will be with me.